Silas, the Great House Cat is the name of the book. The author, Janet Pogue-Toll, the illustrator, Dusty Scott, joining us here this morning. It is 8:12, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, Janet, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, great, Tom.
Thanks so much for coming in with us this morning. Dusty, good morning. How are you today?
Great, great. Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, before we get this part started, just I want to remind people that you're not the... I know you've been on our airwaves before, but you're not the only one in your family that's been on our airwaves in the past. And go back, if those that remember Rova's run to the state tournament in 1976.
Right.
And at that time, it was just, of course, WGIL and FM 95, and we would carry the small school games over there. Your father was the play-by-play guy for that run to state, which was a really cool thing. Yeah,
I was so proud of him during that those years in the 70s. Yeah. And I know that brown plastic bag thing that he carried with WGIL on it.
Yep.
All the wires and microphone, but boy, he could grab that after he got off work teaching, and he would grab that, and off we'd go to whatever game. And I had always had a ride to the games, and
yeah,
of course we went to Champaign that in 76. So
yeah, I've listened back to it. He did a great job.
He had it figured out.
Yep,
man.
Absolutely.
He loved the game.
Yeah, and he knew, of course, he had coached the first team, the Rova team that went to state back in 1949 as well. So
he did, and
yep,
he was also a superstar in his own days in college over at Knox College.
Yeah, so. And for those that don't know, your dad was Jim Pogue, and
right.
And he's
one of the obvious, you know, people that I've dedicated the book to. So.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, here we go. Silas the Great House Cat. Well, first off, Janet, what inspiration behind number one, writing a book, and was it about the cat in the first place, or was the idea that you just wanted to write a book?
I think I've always wanted to write a book.
Okay.
And I've had a lot of reasons in my life. I just really wanted to produce this kind of thing and to share these kinds of words. Worked in a preschool for 10 years, Bright Futures, and so forth, and I really kind of got a knack for it. And when I saw this event happen last Halloween, I watched it, you know, it happened at the Great House. This cat found his way in, and I just kept telling Amy, gosh, this is kind of a neat story, you know. Finally, after talking about it pretty much through the winter in March, she said, "You're serious, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I think we're going somewhere with this. I'm on my way. Thank you." And she allowed me to use the house as a backdrop. So
yeah,
we got the whole thing put out there. So it's kind of a multi-layered thing. And then, of course, Dusty came in April and agreed to do the illustrations. So I knew we were in a good place when he came on.
Okay, so how did you know that Dusty did that type of work?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar with Dusty's art, and I was an art major in college as well, but I admire his work so much and his dedication to art.
Well, thanks.
So, Dusty, what was the thought process when Janet first came to you? It was like, maybe, or what? Where were you at?
It's funny because we've talked about this a couple times where when she first reached out to me, and Janet and I have known each other for years because I worked for the family business and we had done some work for her, I don't know, several years back. And so anyway, we had always been acquaintances, friends. And when she first reached out, my initial reaction, because I've been propositioned by some similar things, that normally I was just like, oh, I don't think this is for me, because, you know, I knew there was going to be a lot of work involved in this. And I didn't know if you know, it's sometimes like when you get involved in those projects, you're not sure if the person you're partnering up really kind of understands that. And so my initial reaction in the past has just been kind of to turn things like this down, just because, you know, as you get into something and then it just becomes way too much, you know, it could be obviously a huge loss of time. But so initially I turned Janet down. I tried to refer to somebody else, and then I was corrected a while back that apparently about 2 months had gone by, and she reached back out and kind of...
Well, I text your father, Danny, and a very urgent...
Can you make your child do something?
Yes. Have him contact me as soon as possible.
That's right. I forgot.
Like at 11 o'clock one morning. I was just like, hurry, you know.
Yeah. And then it was like, you know, and she was really great. She said... you know, I want to give this one more shot, and, you know, would you be interested or whatever? And what was really nice about it, too, is that she wasn't trying to tell me how good this would be for me. She was just saying, I would really like you to be the one to do this. And so then we, I said, well, let's set up a meeting. And obviously, Janet set it up at the Great House since we met there. And once I saw how organized she was and how much work she had already done, it's like, you know, that's the kind of people that I like to work with. And I just, I could see that she really understood what was, what the work and the time and the energy that was going to go into this. And so from that point I was in, and so we shook hands and went from there.
Well, I suppose seeing that backdrop of the Great House as well kind of was a little bit inspirational for you.
Yeah. And I think seeing Janet's passion, yeah. You know, I mean, knowing she was a passionate person anyway, before having met her, you know, years ago, but, you know, just being in the Great House and knowing her passion for Galesburg history, and then you're in this iconic home, you know, that, you know, yeah. So it was just kind of a perfect, you know, storm of great things with that. So
Silas the Great House Cat is the name of the book. Janet Pogue-Toll is the author. Dusty Scott the illustrator. And Janet, let's talk a little bit more about the story itself and kind of coming up with it and that process. Mm-hmm.
Well, I really wanted to speak to children about feelings, and I wanted to, you know, give them the point of view of the cat. I wanted children to, the cat feels alone, and he has a, you know, hard time making friends. He's lonely. These are things that sort of hopefully draw the children into it. In the middle of the book, things start clicking and things start happening, and there's a little bit of a surprise. I won't give it away, but there's a little surprise that the cat sees in the middle that surprises him and gives him the courage to walk through the door. And I think we've all been children who are afraid to walk through the door and get inside the Great House or whatever is your Great House in your life. So he gets in and he able to, you know, relax, and he's found. There's a little allure of magic. I know magic can be overdone in children's books, but this magic actually turns into be at the end love. And he finds that even in his purring, purr, he finally gets to say, that is where the love is. And he knows he, you know, the Great House is magical, but so is he.
You know, it's interesting because you said, you know, for children being afraid to walk through that door. That, I mean, even as adults, maybe we should all read this thing, right?
right.
kind of that way. Tyler, I didn't know if you knew this, but Janet and I actually went to high school together.
Oh, good. I have Rova. Lots of questions.
Rova. That was R-O-V-A. Rova. Periods in between.
We met in the early 70s,
of course,
I suppose.
Well, something like that. She was a, I don't know, 1989 grad. I was 1990.
No,
something
I
like
was,
that.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, you're
I know, Jenna.
You're
I know.
Fixer.
I know what age we are. you know, I had to make something up
okay.
there. Yes, a little fiction on this in this particular case. No, so Silas the Great House Cat. All right. So number one, where's the book available?
Right. The book is available at Wordsmith Bookshop downtown. And people are walking in and buying it. It kind of ebbs and flows whether they have some in stock. I know we had a huge, you know, turnout on Saturday. Check with them. Call them. And just say, can you save a copy? I'll be over after work or what have you. I really think it's important to support our local bookstore. It's the best bookstore Galesburg's ever seen. And I've seen a few. You know, you have
yeah.
too, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've had some here.
We've
yeah.
seen them.
Yeah.
And this is a great bookshop. They'll accommodate you. It's also available online at bookshop.org.
Okay.
That's a great place to buy it and other vendors. So you can get a copy, and this Saturday we'll have copies at the Great House, and we're open. Linda and Niels Lewis will be opening the Great House to the public between 1 and 3, and adults and children can walk through the Great House. And as teachers know, nothing better than to, you know, have children read a book and then walk through the paces of that book or see it in real life too.
Yeah, and for me it's interesting because I've never been in there before, so I'm kind of looking forward to that, to
yeah.
seeing it. And then even if your child hasn't read the book yet, it's like it'll give
sure.
them a chance to walk through and see it and then read the book. It's like, oh yeah, I remember this from the house.
Right.
So the book itself is available in both paperback and hardcover, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now initially, because I had mentioned on the air earlier, you were also going to be doing a signing tomorrow night at Cocktails and Cafe. Now, good for you in the fact that the book is you're sold out right now, so you can't do that.
But my supply.
But you'll have a new supply coming in, and you'll be able to sign
yes.
a Saturday at
Got
the, at the Great House.
It just won't make it in time, but it'll be later in the week, and we'll have it.
Yeah.
We'll have anything people want, to any books they want on Saturday.
Janet Pogue-Toll is the author of Silas the Great House Cat. Dusty Scott is the illustrator. Dusty, I want to talk to you about the art, because it's really, really amazing. I know Janet would agree with that. So what's the process? Is this watercolor? Is this chalk? Is this markers? How do you do the initial art for a project like this?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is my first time doing illustrations for a book, but and actually, I had only done about 4 watercolors before Janet propositioned me about this, because, I mean, when I say only had done, it had been like a 20-year hiatus, because I pretty much work in oil and acrylics, and so I was just kind of starting to get back into it, and when she reached out about this, and so it was like, well, okay, we're going to see how this goes, I guess, to dust off the, you know, the watercolor tackle box and see what what I can do here. Anyway, and so as far as the process, as I was thinking about this, knowing that sometimes, like, with there having to be, like, something like 14 of them, I was afraid that if I drew it out over a long period of time that I could, because I'm a little less seasoned in the watercolors, I could maybe change my style throughout the course of those 14 watercolors. So when I was talking to Janet, I said, I really want to paint these, like, all at the same time, so that way I can make sure that the palette stays consistent, and then so will my style, so I don't and when I say, you know, style, it's not that it would be radically different, but just the idea that you can kind of keep the same technique and the, you know, and various things, and not try to alter them or kind of forget, especially if there was, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks in between the first one to the last one. So by keeping them all and working on them all at one time, treating it basically like one big painting in a way.
Be sure to tell them about the Lucy's.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucy's.
Okay.
So, and then in all my big projects, like murals that I've been involved with, or my work for my projects that I've done for Monmouth College and various other, the Elks Lodge and different places like that, I include my daughter's name, so I hide that. So in La Cantonita, paintings I've done for the YMCA, her name is hidden in there. And in this book, I reached out to Janet beforehand and asked, it's like, so this is kind of my trademark for my larger projects. I don't do this on personal commissions for people's homes and stuff like that. I don't, you know, like on portraits and things, but bigger projects, this is what I do. And I said, would you be okay with that? And she was great about it. So I've been able to hide my daughter's name in 3 places in this book. So that's just kind of a fun thing that I've continued to do. And also because I do work so much, like, you know, in the future, you know, I want my daughter to know, I mean, I spend a lot of time with her too, but just to know that, even though I'm working all the time, you know, she's obviously on my mind and you know, and excited that hopefully these things are still floating around when she gets older and
of course, you've got me curious, so I'm sitting here skimming through the book, looking
right.
at all the pictures.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Where it says mustard, that's not Lucy, so
no,
I know
no,
that.
No.
Yeah.
So,
oh, in there. You really
I'll have to do some searching.
I keep getting people tell me that they've found 2 of them, but they can't find the third one, which makes me feel good, because I thought, well, I didn't want to make them all, like, super, super obvious, but I also wanted them so that way kids could find them too. So I didn't want to, you know, some of the paintings that I have them disguised in, you know, on some of my bigger commercial projects, they're really hard to find. So this one, I kind of wanted to make it a little, you know, enjoyable in the hunt, but not overly easy, I guess, but yeah.
That's Dusty Scott, the illustrator of Silas the Great House Cat, the author Janet Pogue-Toll. They're joining us here this morning. Again, a book signing coming up this Saturday at the Great House on Losey Street, East Losey here in Galesburg, from 1 to 3 o'clock. Is that right?
1 to 3.
And kind of an open house going on as well at
Absolutely.
The same time.
Absolutely. Niels and Linda Lewis said, we need to do this. This is special. They're new owners, and it's kind of a grand opening for them.
Yeah.
They'll have refreshments while they last, and all kinds of things like that, that you can get a feel for the house.
Yeah.
And you don't need to buy anything, but if you do want to, Wordsmith will be there. And
And also, you may or may not, Silas is rather finicky. He may or may not make an appearance. You never know.
I think you will see his chair.
Okay. Ah, there you go.
In the book, you know, Silas has a chair that he slept in the first night. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the dining room table. The kids will be able to walk through the house where the dining room table is. They'll be able to see the portrait of Silas Willard on the wall. And Dusty has incorporated the portrait of Silas Willard in the
I did see that.
And you may recognize some of our local people. Gary Mustaine is in the book, and he is portrayed as a man. Of course, Amy Tropp, Aaron and Jeremy Kilgore's children are in it. Sarah Tessier and her two children. Well, Sarah isn't in it, but her two children are. As same with the Kilgores. It's just the children.
My daughter Lucy and my wife.
Yes,
yeah, they were able to model for
Lucy
it.
Lucy and Autumn, yeah. And Cindy Barshinger is in it.
Oh, okay.
So and Cameron McAllister is in it. So these are local models for the book. So we just did everything we could to make it a Galesburg book.
Well, the other kind of cool thing also, you have a picture of the actual Silas in your acknowledgments, and then on the back cover. An actual photo of the Great House. It's really cool to see Dusty's illustration and watercolor of the Great House on the front with Silas, and then see the actual picture on the back. That's a really cool thing.
Thanks. We enjoyed it.
You know, within the process of writing, Janet, was there one part? Was the beginning easy? You had this idea. It's like, oh, I know how. Here's where I'm going to start. Was the ending hard, or what? Was there any part that was harder than another within the process?
I loved the process of writing. I wrote it and read it out loud to my husband all the time. He's heard everything.
He's got it memorized now, right?
He's heard every version of this. And so that was my love, was the writing. And then, then you have layout, and you have all the detail work and things like that. And I did hire layout people to get this put in a professional way. And I had an editor. And Dusty was busy in his studio working. So there was a lot of energy by a lot of people. But, it was a great process, and I'd love to do it again.
Well, and I'd made reference, too, earlier that of Janet's passion. And in my conversations with her through the process, I could really sense, like, just how passionate. Because it wasn't like she just wrote it, and then here it is, and then we'll just go from there. I mean, the rewrites were happening all the way up until almost before, I started in on my part. And you could tell that she was going back and forth and adding or subtracting and doing.
I was talking in rhyme to my husband. Every question he had, it came out as a rhyme.
I understand.
Finally shook it off.
All right. Silas the Great House Cat, again, the book is available. Ward Smith Bookshop. And what's the website again?
Bookshop.org.
Bookshop.org. And also, you'll be able to go check out the Great House this Saturday. Janet and Dusty will be there doing a signing from 1 to 3 Saturday afternoon, the Great House on East Losey Street here in Galesburg.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, no, you can't. Just think your kids will go by, and I think we all growing up, as Dusty mentioned this earlier, there's the White House.
Right.
Does the president live there?
And really, with the children going to Silas Willard School, this gives them a chance to say, wait, I think I know something about that. That's where Silas lives.
Which is fun, because my daughter goes to Silas right now.
Oh, okay.
So, very good.
Yeah. All right. Silas the Great House Cat, again, available lots of different places. But this Saturday, go check out the Great House, and you'll be able to get your copy signed by Janet and Dusty coming up this weekend. Guys, anything else we need to know about the book?
Oh, gosh.
you could talk forever, I know.
And I like this book. I'm really proud of it. I'm
as
really,
you should be, yeah.
Well,
outstanding.
It just was an accomplishment.
Right.
I say I don't feel like an author. I feel like a publisher. So, I think we had great support for the people that contributed their time. I just said, hey, can you meet me at the Great House? I want to take pictures of you in the Great House. Sure. They came over. They didn't ask questions. And that was in May. We had the children dressing up like in Halloween costumes and in May. And the kids were fine with it. Imagine that. And we had real candy. So everybody supported it. And I am thankful and grateful. You can't even imagine how pleased I am. And I'm just humbled and by everything. We had a good showing on Saturday, and thank you
really good show.
Thank you to everyone who bought a copy or sent a kind word. We really appreciate it.
I couldn't believe too, like even after I'd given Janet the paintings and stuff, I was still nervous because I thought, well, now it's in the hands of these printers, and how are they going to do this, and are they going to distort things, is it going to come back kind of a little convoluted with whatever. And when Janet sent me those pictures of the book, I just couldn't believe how professional it looked, like in terms of like from the production level. And then when I actually held one, and Janet, I think messaged me at one point and just said it just feels good, like the book feels good. It feels, you know, and
that completed work.
Well, the completed work, but also the quality of the book and the quality of the production of it, you know, kind of thing. And so it just all the way around. What a fantastic experience! And then the support. You know, not only do I so appreciate my journey in art and all the local support that has helped me, but then to be involved in this and the support that we've had turn out, like at the last book signing and just various other things, people reaching out, people ordering books all over the country. It's just, it's overwhelming. It's fantastic.
Janet Pogue-Toll, Dusty Scott, guys, thank you so much for taking some time. I mean, great job. I mean, just congratulations, number one.
We really are.
Yeah, I mean, you guys did a great job on this, and looking forward to what's next.
Yeah.
Silas 2?
I don't know. You just
something.
Never know.
All right.
Watch out, Ellsberg.
Guys, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.